Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. An exciting event, some great music coming to St. Louis. We have just lots of opportunities for great music here in St. Louis. Joining me now in studio, Bobby Schrader, Director of Music at St. John's Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. Bobby, welcome.
Good morning, Andy. It's good to be here.
Glad to have you in studio this morning. A new event coming to St. John's Arnold, some very talented musicians. We have at least, I know, one selection in our library from these fine musicians. Mm-hmm. Talking about Keith and Kristen Getty, and how would you describe this? Them as musicians, as artists?
Well, the Gettys have been known for their In Christ Alone, which they co-wrote, and they're taking and writing music today for modern hymns. They're known as the modern hymn writers of today around the world, across all denominations. They've got a new recording that's the tour name, Facing a Task Unfinished, that they took the tune of The Church's One Foundation, which is so well known, mm-hmm. and wrote new words. Facing a Task Unfinished is about each of us going out into the world being a light for Christ. And it's a phenomenal new arrangement of an old hymn.
Well, I want to listen to that here in just a moment. You mentioned them being hymn writers. How is that different than other musicians, other composers, and what they're writing? I mean, what does it mean to be a hymn writer today?
Well, Keith is known as a theologian first and then as a musician, and it's been on their heart to continue to teach those coming behind us hymns, because their theology is deep and it's rich, and they have been blessed by the Holy Spirit to write hymns that continue to speak to the people. Now, the wonderful thing about their hymns, they can be played on a great big old pipe organ. Mm-hmm. They can be played just on a piano, or they can be played by a praise and worship band. They're the most versatile hymns and songs written today.
Or bagpipes,
exactly. They have a whistle flute. They always have a violin that's more used as a fiddle, but a very high-energy violinist will be there that's part of their whole band this weekend.
Wow. I want to share some of the lyrics just to give an example of how deep and rich their text is. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, the solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when strivings cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. And then one of the later stanzas, this is, I think, really what gets at it. Till on that cross Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. You don't find that in a lot of music today.
You don't. And this is what's so unusual, is that God has raised up this couple to bring new hymns to our church. You know, Martin Luther was so famous in his quote of music is the living voice of the gospel. And there are moments in the life of every church that have significant impact on the faith life of those that are in worship. It may be a Good Friday service or a Maundy Thursday. It might be Christmas. Weekly worship does that for us, as well as it strengthens us. And hymns are going to continue to be written until the Lord comes again. But I believe that their gift is, our church has been in a need of more great hymns of theological content written, and they're doing that.
Absolutely. Now, we have a selection to share from their new CD. Tell us a little bit about this, Facing a Task Unfinished.
Their newest collection, and it's a choral collection, which is what's so beautiful about their music, is their choir arrangements of it. But Facing a Task Unfinished, the heart of this CD, this project, is equipping every one of us to be deeper in our faith and be more contagious in our spirit as we go out into the world today. Wherever God takes people to work, this is feeding their heart and soul and mind and spirit to let people see Christ through their actions or their words. This is written to the tune of The Church's One Foundation with a wonderful chorus.
Now, before we get to that, before I play a selection, play this piece, I want to, and we have a concert coming up.
We do.
This weekend. Tell me a little bit about the concert, then we'll play the
well, selection. It's been in my heart for 5 or 6 years to have the Gettys in concert. I was serving at St. John Ellisville when I wanted this to happen, and I've still had a desire to have our church impacted by their music. And a few months ago, their manager called me and said, you know, Bobby, we have a one-day opening, and we have a history of your emails that you've had a desire to have them at your church. We could make that happen if you're still interested. And I could barely contain the joy that was inside my heart and spirit to bring them. They're going to be here at St. John's in Arnold this Saturday night at 7 p.m. It's a 2.5-hour concert with their entire band, and our choir will be backing them up.
So this is, when you say their entire band, you mentioned earlier violin and... I mean,
it's a full, you know, your typical praise and worship band, but they have a violin fiddle player that's renowned mm-hmm. in his gift of music. Whistle flute, they have all kind of things, very Celtic. You know, they're from Ireland. Their background is, and their music comes through and through in their style of being Celtic and Irish.
Well, I'd like to give away some tickets.
So yes.
You need tickets to attend the event.
Correct.
Because it's probably going to be packed.
Yeah.
So I'd like to give away, thank you for helping us give away some tickets today. So let's give away 4 tickets today for the first caller. 1-800-730-2727. That's for the Getty Concert at St. John's Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri, coming up this Saturday, October 15th, 7 p.m., to hear Keith and Kristen Getty and their musicians with them, their team with them, presenting, and the choir, you said, of St. John's Arnold?
Yes.
Joining them. And so 1-800-730-2727 for 4 tickets to the concert this weekend. All right, let's listen to Facing a Task Unfinished.
Drives us to our knees. I need that undiminished, rebukes our slothful ease. We who rejoice to know thee, renew before thy throne the solemn pledge we owe thee to go.
A familiar tune, certainly.
Yes.
A familiar tune. Now, you share it with me. You were talking about the lyrics a little bit earlier. This facing a task unfinished. What are they talking about?
Until God comes, brings the end of time here, we have a task before us, and it's to tell people about the saving faith of Jesus Christ. And that's what this hymn was written for each and every one of us to just be... to be in a place where we cannot help but being excited to tell somebody about the Jesus Christ's love and death on the cross for each and every one of us.
Now, have you met the Gettys before?
I have not personally met them. I sat within a few feet of them in a workshop about 5 years ago at a conference, which also brings to mind that this Saturday, an additional wonderful 2-hour workshop is going to be led by Keith and Kristen Getty. The public is invited to attend this. It's a free 2-hour workshop. It's on leaders around the world. He's casting his vision for hymns and songs and worship and the importance of great theology. And he's going to also, during this workshop, give away 7 or 8 of their new hymns, the actual sheet music for these songs, teach it to them where they can take it to their churches. So we welcome, you know, choir directors, pastors, choir members, anyone that'd like to come. We would just need to know if you're coming. They would need to go to our website or email me at, you know, at my email address at St. John's. But we'd love to know that.
And that's on Saturday as well. At what time?
Saturday from 12:30 to 2:30.
Why do you think Rich hymnody is so important to the Gettys. Why is it important to you? I mean, why is this? Why are they taking the time to offer this workshop to musicians to embrace hymnody?
They would love to impress upon the heart that there is still great need for great hymns to be written. We are still singing great hymns that were written from the beginning of Reformation to today. Mm-hmm. We continue to sing like a mighty fortress and praise to the Lord Almighty. But that need is still there today. God is still birthing new words, new lyrics for us to sing and for them to be impressed upon our heart.
I want to share a little bit from In Christ Alone, which I was speaking about earlier. This is probably the hymn for which they're most known.
Correct.
Wouldn't you say?
That one in O Church Arise has probably
That's
become
true.
As well known around the world as any other hymn.
Absolutely. In Christ Alone from Keith and Kristen Getty. Now, this was a live recording that they did, I believe, at the Gospel Coalition. So they have both modern and traditional hymns on that CD. This is certainly one of their newer hymns.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
Music that is clearly about Christ. Christ crucified for you, for me. That's really what they get at in their music.
It is.
I don't think you can get clearer.
You can't.
Now, what are you, Bobby, what are you looking forward to most? I know this this concert was quite a bit to plan and organize. What are you looking forward to most on Saturday?
My prayer for Saturday night is it's really a time of worship and praise to the Lord, is that the community will come and participate because it's corporate worship. And for people to leave that place so changed that they can't wait to be in church the next morning and they can't wait to call somebody and invite them to come to church the next day. Tickets are available at our website, which is www.sjlcarnold.org, or St. John's Arnold. You Google it, you can get to that.
Well, very good. A couple more selections. Now, you shared that off the air, another piece that you'd like to share with us, Lift High the Name of Jesus. Now, this one, if I remember correctly, has a... obviously, the lyrics are very good, but musically, too, it's kind of fun.
It's real fun.
Let's share a little bit of Lift High the Name of Jesus. I like Kyrie Eleison in this CD as well. Now, Bobby, do you play the banjo like our illustrious president?
No, I don't. Isn't that just fun? Such joy to worship him with music like that?
They're very talented musicians indeed.
Very.
And I can tell that this is going to be certainly an encouraging and uplifting event. Very, very, you know, we're just so blessed as a church to have such great music. We have great choral music. The Capella coming to St. Louis this weekend.
Exactly.
From Concordia Chicago, bringing great choral music. This music of Keith and Kristen Getty, that's I think a blessing to our church to bring this clear proclamation in their lyrics. Well, the event coming up on Saturday, October 15th, St. John's Lutheran Church in Arnold. Again, what's the website, Bobby?
www.sjlcarnold.org.
And you can find information about tickets there as well.
Yes, you can purchase tickets online.
And we might be giving away some more tickets throughout the day as well.
Yes.
Just a hint, you might want to listen to a few more of our music programs throughout the day later on today and see if you have a chance to win more tickets. Bobby, thanks so much for being my guest this morning. Thanks so much for sharing this with us in the workshop as well coming up on Saturday.
12:30.
Check out the website, St. John's Lutheran Church in Arnold, for more information on that as well. Bobby Schrader, Director of Music, St. John's Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. Thanks for being my guest. God's blessings.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer right here on Worldwide KFUO. We'll hear that sermonette from Pastor Noble, who we studied with this morning. You're listening to the Messenger of Good News, Worldwide KFUO.